Good morning. Welcome to the Fairfield Advantage, the radio program that showcases business events and opportunities and quality of life issues right here in Fairfield County. My name is Linda Kaufman from Fairfield County Economic Development, and you're listening to WFCO 90.9 on your FM dial. We'd like to thank the radio station for allowing us to help identify what might be or become your Fairfield Advantage. Joining me this morning is Andrea Brookover from the Fairfield Heritage Association. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Linda.
And you know, when we talk heritage, listeners, we're going to be into some bit of history, correct?
Absolutely.
And joining us at the microphone is Donna Lawrence, also a volunteer with the Heritage Association, and she's going to expand in just a little bit about our prime topic this morning, Andrea, and that is the Civil War Symposium. Listeners, I know we have a lot of history buffs out there or history buff wannabes. Let's talk a little bit about the nuts and bolts of what is a Civil War Symposium.
Our Civil War Symposium was kind of conceptualized with the 150th anniversary of the Civil War starting in 2011. We had our first Civil War Symposium hosted by the Sherman House Museum then, and kind of structured this lecture series to occur annually throughout the duration of the 150th anniversary of the war. So it would take us through 2015. So this year is our fourth annual symposium. And for the last 4 years, we have invited nationally known scholars to present topics on the Civil War, on the generals, on the battles, on topics related to the war experience during the symposium. It has traditionally, for the last 4 years, been a two-day symposium where we host at a site somewhere in Lancaster. This year, Shaw's Restaurant and Inn on Broad Street is hosting for us. We will provide, with a paid registration, meals on Saturday and Sunday. You will have the opportunity to listen to several speakers, all nationally known scholars, to present on different topics of the war. This year is a little different for us. We've got speakers talking about milestones leading up to the Civil War, as well as Reconstruction that followed the war. So kind of a before and after, as well as content related to the war itself.
So we've whet our listeners' appetites for the Civil War Symposium. We've let them know that it's, even though it has seemed like an annual event, the structure as we recognize it is coming to an end, at not this year, but next year. But for those that want to get out their calendars, what are the dates for the event this year?
This year, our symposium is on Saturday and Sunday, September 27th and 28th. It will be an all-day Saturday event, starting about 9:30 with registration and ending with our final speaker, who is scheduled to speak at about 7 o'clock that evening. And then Sunday, we will start again mid-morning, have a brunch, and then end in the early afternoon with a panel discussion of our speakers. So about a full day and a half worth of lectures and learning experiences.
Right. And what we want listeners to understand is they can go to your website at fairfieldheritage.com and get all the details. But for right now, we want them to stay close to their radios to hear a little bit more in detail about some of the speakers that are coming in. And these are not necessarily local speakers.
No, a couple of them are actually some that have spoken with us at our Civil War Roundtables, which is a lecture series that we host all year long through the school year. So some names will be familiar, I think, to some folks who are familiar with the programs that Heritage gives, and others, I think, will be new for folks.
Right. Donna, because you have some expertise and some knowledge with these speakers, who would you like to highlight or at least lead off with that our listeners may or may not have heard of, and what their topic is going to address?
Well, one of my very favorite speakers is John Marszalek, and he's the prize-winning historian whose great book, Sherman, A Soldier's Passion for Order, was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize. He earned his master's and PhD from Notre Dame. He was a captain in the Army during the Vietnam War, and after years of teaching at his alma mater and at Mississippi State, Dr. Marszalek is now a W.L. Giles Distinguished Professor Emeritus of Mississippi State University. And he's just a warm speaker and very dramatic, just as his writing is. And he just is objective, but he brings out the human element of history. And his writing and research also shows his empathy for the Black person in history. And he's written at least 15 books and more than 300 articles. And he's now in charge of the grant papers, which have been moved from Illinois to Mississippi State University.
So he definitely has a passion for the Civil War, and he's taken his passion and really crafted a career out of it. And those are the most exciting people to listen to.
Oh, he's exciting to talk to, and he's friendly and warm to the audience, and he's very approachable.
And does he encourage interaction, and would all these speakers entertain a question from the most basic to the most complex?
They would.
So questions and involvement, and really this is a seminar truly for those who either love the Civil War or want to learn more. And I think that might be the person you might be trying to reach out to, would you say, to get them more involved, to give them a start?
Yes, it's a good way to get a good start.
And so you've had the opportunity to attend majority of these symposiums over the past several years.
Yes, I've attended all of them.
And I think it's something that you look forward to. And I'm guessing that you have a lot of repeat clients, if you will, that come back year after year and absolutely look forward to this.
We do. We have people from all over the country.
Really?
Several states.
Uh-huh. And so I think that's what we are so excited about, that we are hosting this locally, that it's grown beyond our borders, mm-hmm, for not only the speakers that come in, but also for the interest, that interest in the Civil War is, you're not alone in your interest or your desire to learn more.
That's right.
So let's talk about another speaker that you want to make sure that people sign up for the symposium, because they don't want to miss them.
Oh, you certainly don't want to miss Frank Williams. He's a well-known expert on Abraham Lincoln, and he's retired Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Rhode Island. And he's the founding chair of the Lincoln Forum, held at Gettysburg every year. And that features an outstanding collection of authors and speakers. And he's president of the Ulysses S. Grant Association and a board member of the Abraham Lincoln Bicentennial Foundation. And he's written or edited more than a dozen books. But his book that we will be featuring this time is Lincoln as History. Now, these books are all available at our gift shops, and they'll be available the 2 days of the symposium for autographs. And but he speaks on Lincoln as a hero.
Well, and you know, in retrospect, we look at Lincoln, and I saw that one of the overarching topics was you're going to cover Abraham Lincoln's difficulty being reelected.
Right.
And I think because he is so beloved and so well known, we don't stop to think that his reelection was not a sure thing in the day.
No. And, you know, it's just interesting that every job he had, he learned on the job. He did not have professional training in almost any job that he took, and particularly during the Civil War, when he had to make decisions on military tactics, when his generals were at odds or were not doing what they were supposed to do, and he just kind of had to take over.
So this is just an opportunity to grow and to learn. And Andrea, if you could say one thing to our listeners that have never taken the opportunity to attend one of these symposiums, how would you encourage them to look at the website and get their registration fees into you?
Our website is fairfieldheritage.org. You can register for the entire symposium both days, but you can also register for just one of the 2 days. So for folks who think that perhaps a 2-day symposium is a little much, especially if they're just starting with their learning of the Civil War, it might be a bit overwhelming. So if they want to just take it in pieces, or they have a, there's a specific topic that they'd like to hear a speaker present, they can choose which day they want to attend as well for a reduced fee. Meals would be included on that day, as well as attendance at the speaker's presentations. But you can register entirely online through our website. You can also call our office at 654-9923 and register over the phone as well, either for both days or for just one of the Saturday or Sunday sessions.
Right. And always call for questions. And we who sit at a computer all day assume that everybody has a computer available to them. So we always like to make sure that we give that contact information from the 20th century, if you will. And it is 740-654-9923. And the you are housed in the Georgian Museum, but the Sherman House is right around the corner, and Shaw's is also within walking distance. So for people that are listening or hearing us from outside, maybe Fairfield County even, know that everything is in close proximity. And Donna, for those who have attended once or twice, I'm guessing it's not a hard sell to get them to be a repeat.
No, I haven't talked to anyone who attended who wasn't pleased that they had been there.
What kind of numbers do you see? Are you maxed out? Is there ever a potential that you would have to close registration?
At this point, no. We have actually seen numbers double this year compared to last year's attendance, which we are thrilled by, but we still have plenty of room for more. So we encourage folks who are interested by listening to us today to give us a call or to register online and experience the Civil War in a new way.
And know that the sooner the better that you register, listeners, there may be still that chance for a bit of savings. So that's always vital in the days of our trying to economize. Mary is, I'm sorry, I want to call you Mary, and that's your daughter's name. And I even have it written down. Donna, one last word on the symposium that might be the tipping point. I'm really putting you on the spot here to get them to check it out.
Well, we have another outstanding speaker from Ohio State University who has won all kinds of awards for his teaching excellence. So he'll be great to hear. And then we have two local people, Chris Evans and Frank Bullock. And Frank is probably the best portrayer of General William Tecumseh Sherman that you will ever, ever hear. And he's going to speak on the things that precipitated the Civil War.
Okay. So listeners, the Civil War Symposium, you still have plenty of time to get that on your calendar for September 27th and 28th. The event will be held at Shaw's Inn and Restaurant in downtown Lancaster. But certainly check your computers at fairfieldheritage.com or give them a call at 740-654-9923 to get more information. It's never too late to become a history fanatic. Or to just come out and experience a different way of teaching. Maybe this will be your way to learn.
We hope so.
All right. Andrea, thank you so much for being here. And Donna, your knowledge of the subject is phenomenal, and your excitement is certainly contagious.
Thank you.
Listeners, thank you for being with us today. And be sure to tune in at same time next week when the advantage we talk about might be yours.